Hi, this is Arnima Gaur and welcome to the Being Vocal podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the Indian media news coverage and how far they have gone to win the race for high TRPs. On May 16, 2008, every news channel was running the same news story, Arushi Talwar's murder case. Arushi Talwar, who was just 13, and Talwar's 45-year-old live-in male domestic help Hemraj were found dead in their Noida apartment. The media had covered the case relentlessly since day one and presented it maliciously. They jumped from one conspiracy theory to another, and the confused nation listened to every twist and turns with great eagerness. A news channel aired a show in May 2008 in which the news anchor, also functioning as a mind reader, without any proof claimed that Arushi, after finding out about her father, Dr. Rajesh Talwar's affair, went to Hemraj seeking comfort. This is just one example of the defamatory stories broadcasted and published by the media. In 2018, there was an outrage on social media on news channels' ghoulish coverage of Sridevi's death. Reporters showed no dignity towards the dead person and recreated the entire crime scene. One news anchor even laid down in the bathtub to show how she might have fallen. The media showed no sensibility while reporting on the case. If you feel that media has stopped its incessant speculation on sensitive issues, then my dear friend, you have been mistaken. On June 14, 2020, Sushant Singh Rajput, a Bollywood actor, was found dead at his Mumbai residence. The Mumbai police initially reported the actor's death as accidental and Indian media called it a suicide. But when Sushant's family filed a case of abetment to suicide against his ex-girlfriend Riya Chakraborty, a Pandora box was opened and a parallel media trial ensued. Journalists materialized pieces of evidence, various news channels flashed pictures of Sushant's dead body. They didn't stop here, but also analyzed Rajput's medical prescriptions on national television. And for hyping the allegations of black magic, they used voodoo dolls and graphics of a skull. I think the news commentators have confused their role with that of the judge. And because of that confusion, they are giving opinions on Riya Chakraborty's innocence or guilt. Shoddy journalism is now very prevalent in our country, which can cause irreversible damages in the future. The job of media is to hold the government and corporate firms accountable for wrongdoings, illegal practices, and corruption. They are also responsible for bringing important issues to light and represent the voice of the voiceless. The Indian media has forgotten the rules and ethics of journalism, and the Press Commission of India has criticized it for this. Countless debates and partisan news have replaced the airtime of significant issues like COVID-19 cases, plane crash, and top political stories. As a result, media is losing its credibility day by day. Media houses are still producing some sensible news, but not as much as they should. Ethical and responsible journalism is the need of the hour. So, journalists should show utmost care and caution while reporting, as every word or phrase has a resonating effect on the audience. Media should not publish or broadcast information that can meddle with the process of an ongoing investigation and just limit reports to the facts. The media's spirit of inquiry should not turn into a witch hunt. And again, media must restrain itself from conducting its own parallel media trial. We see news anchors making bizarre claims on primetime shows on national media based on reports that are speculative and not credible. They should refrain from jumping to conclusions and prejudicing the case and damaging the reputation of the people associated with that investigation. Media is the fundamental pillar of the country and is very important in a democracy. It gives the media a greater responsibility to have self-control and report issues without violating laws, privacy, ethics, and morality. That's it for today. Being Vocal will be back with another podcast. Thank you for joining me.